Wait.
All right.
Wait,
hey,
wait,
welcome
wait,
to
wait,
the
wait, 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 wait. Something did something unexpectedly. Why did the firewall pop up for no reason? Okay, go.
Podcast is your host Benjamin Charles Holdsworth with Daniel White.
Yo, you're sounding tired, Ben.
I'm pretty tired. You know, I could do with some energy, but we can't. Nick Benjamin?
Yeah.
Ryan Pethord?
That was a terrible trying to do a segue.
It's whatever.
We don't get endorsements for that stuff there.
No, we don't. By attitude, it turns you on. Naturally.
Naturally.
Hey. I'm so proud of it. I put my name on it.
Do you know what I have?
What do you have?
I have spicy, sweet chili Doritos that I've been waiting to open. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Oh god, they went everywhere! Damn it, there's Doritos all over my floor!
Oh, it was so extreme.
The flavor could not be contained.
Jeez, are you tired of those damn Doritos getting everywhere? You know what you need, Nick? You need Gamer Grub.
What?
There was some really weird echo on your mic there. That's beside the point. Hey, what?
Well, Gamer Grub gave me this cool reverb effect to promote their product. So
I'm Commander Shepard, and I approve of Gamer Grub.
Gamer Grub.
Blah.
Blah. All right. Why? All right. Alright. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
You alright?
I'm alright.
It's alright. Right. Hey, Dan, what's this about?
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Did you prestige?
No, I didn't. I'm trying my damnedest, though.
Tell us about that.
I don't know. What is there to tell about Modern Warfare at this point?
No, tell us about it.
I'm not, you know, just gonna stop talking if you're gonna razz me.
We just gained 5 more listeners.
Because you razzed.
No, we didn't.
So far.
You AJ razzed me.
Oh no.
Get new shoes.
Get new shoes, Daniel White.
I'm getting new shoes, actually.
Anyway, so, what is everyone playing?
Well, that's what I was trying to say, but alright. Danny's been playing Modern Warfare 2.
I've been playing that, and I've rented Alpha Protocol, and I hate that game.
Oh, that game's horrible.
The game is bad.
I played that game.
It auto-saves me with, like, 40 health in a spot where 6 guys come and just start shooting me. So now I'm just kind of dead. Like, every time I load it up, I just die.
Yeah, in that game, if you maxed out all your stealth points, you become a god because you have a passive skill that cloaks you, and then an active skill that you just turn on and it cloaks you, and you just run around one-hitting people.
Oh, good. Well, I have that to look forward to if I ever get out of this infinite loop of death.
That game sounds really janky.
It's not a finite loop of death. Like, it just loops death. Just death.
It sounds like Mass Effect 1, but worse.
No, because I think most RPGs, like especially Oblivion and Fallout 3, had that thing where it auto-saves at the most inconvenient moments.
Well, this is a game that your gunshots are governed by a pair of dice.
Well, that's the same with Fallout 3. In Oblivion, you didn't even have
no,
guns.
No. In a Fallout 3, you could aim down the sights at least, and the bullets would go straight. This
Not
one,
really.
This one, you could have an assured headshot, and it misses.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Like, it was okay in the beginning, like, in training, I was sitting there and I was like, you know, this isn't bad, I'm hitting dudes. And then all of a sudden I get out into the field and I'm aiming at a dude's head for like 5 minutes, getting the reticule all small, and then just one shot and misses his face, and he turns around and he's like, oh, hey, what up?
Hey.
I see you tried to shoot me.
Well, would you kindly take some of this, please, sir?
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick.
Also, here's an autosave.
also, here's an autosave, just to let you know.
That fuck
he's
you, that's...
Yeah. Nick Benjamin, what have you been playing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Battlefield 2142 with you.
Maybe we have been playing that. Tell us about it.
Well, we were talking about it for a while, and I finally got it, and it's freaking awesome.
If by a while, you mean like 5 minutes.
Yes.
And if by talking about it you mean me going, hey, I'm the top editor on the 2142 page, and you said, oh, show me some pictures. And then I was like, okay, here. And you're like, okay, I'm going to buy that.
And you have to play with me.
And you have to buy it too.
I mean, like, the game's pretty good. One's, like, very, like, I mean, our last match I encountered, like, one asshole person. But otherwise, people actually help each other.
Yes. And you die a lot.
And you get lots of points.
Nick.
Yeah?
I'm the top editor on the Tournament of Legends page.
There's no way I'm buying that game.
Dude, I'm the top editor.
I don't care!
You bought Ben's game because he was the top editor?
Yeah, that's
not
different. It gives
you not
the
trust
suck.
Me. Fine. Go on.
Well, Danny, do you own Tournament of Legends?
Do I ever?
Have you been playing it?
No.
He has a disc signed by the entire dev team, all five of them.
I respect that dev team. I like High Voltage Software a lot. Not because they make good games, sadly, but because they're trying. They're like the kindergartners.
Let's go into that the same. I like them because they're trying. Let's go into the same attitude, but with heart surgery. I like this doctor, not because he's good, because, oh, he tries his damnedest.
Okay, can you really compare a fucking Wii game to heart surgery?
The way you
Absolutely.
Talk about it, I'm wondering. Okay, so,
Wii game is...
Danny, this doctor, he's killed 50 of his patients. Yeah, but he tries really hard. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd sympathize for him if he was trying really hard. But, you know, I'm not going to put a Wii game on the same level as... I'm not going to put Tournament of Legends on the same level as life-saving surgery.
No, you know, Wii games, triple bypass, pretty much the same thing.
Wait, oh, Trauma Team.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. With Nolan North. So, Ryan, what have you been playing?
Nolan North.
Nolan North as Nolan North and Nolan
Ryan.
North.
Ryan's been playing
the official
Nolan
movie
North.
Of the official game. Ryan.
Ryan's
I got
been
an early
playing Nolan North.
I bet Great. Nolan North did a voice in 2142.
I'll figure that out. I'll find it out.
Nolan
awesome.
North is the voice inside my head.
Might That's as well crazy. Be. He is the voice I hear more than pretty much any other person in the video.
Yeah, most likely.
Right, so I played and finished Mass Effect 2, which I sucked at because 3 people died in my suicide mission, and I didn't activate Legion either.
Hey, why'd they die? Why'd they die, Ryan?
You just wanted to get away from him. Boom!
Who died? Who exactly died?
It was Thane.
Tali died. Tali, Morden, and Thane.
Thane. So pretty much the best people.
So no, so the Prince of Thieves, or whatever his name is... Thane?
Yeah.
Thane's an assassin. How is it? Where'd you get Prince
the Green guy.
Oh, Thane. I thought you were talking about the DLC guy.
Oh, no, no. He's some weird name.
Zed or something like that?
Zed.
Yeah.
I don't see...
He's British.
I don't see 2142 under Nolan North's games.
God damn it. I'm gonna make a patch.
Well, yeah, so Tali and Thane died because they didn't upgrade my ship, and then Morden got shot in the head. I wanted Jack to die, though. She didn't.
I explicitly tried to go on paths that would result in Jack's untimely demise, but she still survived somehow. Mm. I don't
I've
like
never
Jack.
Played that game, but do you know who I like?
Did you like?
Brenda.
She's kind of creepy face.
What? She's got tattoos.
No, that's Jack.
Yes.
Jack Sparrow?
Yes.
Jack Sparrow.
Oh, speaking of which, for Red Dead Redemption, does anyone think Jack looks like Johnny Depp?
Yes. Yes, I do.
There's Johnny Depp.
He's such a jerk to his horse.
You know what I think Red Dead Redemption looks like?
What? Yeah. Hey, Dan. You know what I think you look like?
Just the next Dan?
You know, I think Daniel Josephine White looks like.
What?
A stupid person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't like life.
You like that? Yeah, he hates life.
Anyways, let's see what's in gaming news.
Cool. Wait, I'm not even done. Dude, man.
Does anybody actually care what Ryan's playing?
I don't. Ryan's been playing Prince of Persia, haven't you, Ryan?
Yeah, and it's short, and it's kind of easy. I already beat it. So.
Just like your mother. Oh! I'm just kidding, Ryan. I'm just kidding. Whoa there. So you've been playing Prince of Persia?
You scarred me for life.
I'm so sorry.
That wasn't cool.
Ryan sounds really upset.
I know, he's like crying into his mic there.
So what does everyone say of Kinect?
Or...
Oh boy.
Daniel's excited for Kinectables.
I kinda am. But, you know, whatever. I'm never gonna end up with Kinect. As much as I think I will, I don't think I ever am. That makes no sense. Don't pay attention to me. Move on to somebody else.
The thing with Kinect is that,
Everyone can get involved, even casual ass-ass like me.
No, but only two people can play at a time, and then the only games you can actually sit down on are ones that are created to be sitting down. So
that's the best part. I love never sitting down. I want to be up and active playing that game. That game is gonna whip me into shape.
What kind of gamer are you?
A sad gamer.
I played Toy Story 3. That game's really good.
So apparently someone has hacked Sonic 2 and added onion rings that makes Sonic morbidly obese.
That was going to happen sooner or later. If Sonic was a real person or thing, hedgehog, you'd think he would have slipped into depression by about now.
I'm watching the video, and oh my god, this is so awesome.
Like, seriously, like, I don't know, the only person I know who likes Sonic now is my, like, 10-year-old cousin. And that's because she did not know Sonic back when he was any good.
I don't see where she's deriving her like from, then, just because, is she in, no.
No, she has Sonic Heroes.
Oh.
You know, that one game.
Alright.
This video is so funny.
This should just be a podcast where we look at hilarious pictures and watch funny videos.
You want to see Fatty Sonic?
I do.
I saw Fatty Nathan Drake.
There is no Fatty Nathan Drake. That is all a lie.
But you know, it isn't a lie.
Cake.
No, this the delicious spongy pastry has been revealed. Delicious.
Like Ben's just like,
I am
sorry.
A meme is like what two years old now? 3 years? Oh. 2 years getting on three. You know what isn't a lie, Daniel White.
What about me?
What?
I'm here. I'm a person. This is my voice. There are many voices like it, but this one is mine.
And no one listens to it.
A fine voice it is, Daniel.
Who was it? I forget on the forums who it was that says I'm forgettable. I find that upsetting.
I was gonna talk about my energy drink, but I'm not gonna do that anymore.
Talk about it.
You should do that.
Tell me about your energy. Are you turned on?
Naturally.
This energy drink, it's called Attitude. And it's got flowers all over the can.
Read us the ingredients.
Oh, okay. the ingredients. Let me see. Now, this, it's weird because it's like natural energy. It's like hippie energy.
And so it's got hemp in it?
I guess so, and it's got 50% of your vitamins RDA. So the reason why it's tagline is...
Whoa. What did you say?
I said the British pronunciation, which is vitamins, not vitamins. Because you don't put that much emphasis on the I.
You take a V for a boot, and you say vitamin.
Well, technically, the British are correct, since, like, most of, like, this hemisphere came from over there.
Because it's English, not Canadian.
Whatever. Keep going.
So, when you have some nukes, we will stop making fun of you.
All right. The reason why the tagline is it turns you on naturally is because it's got, like, it hasn't got any chemicals in there, I think, so... It's got sparkling spring water, natural sweetness from fruits, lemon juice, partially concentrate, natural fruit, yerba mate flavors, barley malt, ginger, lemongrass, all natural extracts, all of them. And also, one side of the can is English, one side is French. So on the other side, it says, l'énergie pure de naturel, which is great. And I'm not going to read the French ingredients, but...
Read to us in French, Ben.
Ah, fine.
But go read to us in French, but go read The Lord of the Rings.
I can't just translate Lord of the Rings.
Oh, then what kind of Canadian are you?
A very, very poor one. Right, I'm cracking it. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah. We're going to need it. Why don't we do what the Giant Bomb guys do? Give us a review of how it tastes.
Okay. Oh, that's disgusting. Everything about that is completely disgusting. I don't know. It's...
Do you feel the rush?
Do you feel turned on?
Ah. No, it feels like eating... It's like drinking wheat.
Nothing, I have never wanted anything more.
It's like they tried to disguise it. Like, I expected this to just taste like every other energy drink, you know, just like Red Bull. This is disgusting. This is part it's French, that probably explains it.
You know what sucks about Canada?
What sucks about Canada today?
Everything?
Everything's in French, too.
Yes. God, go.
Take that off, Frenchman. Are you at least front. Turned on?
No. Kinda.
You have to wait for it to kick in.
Yeah, we gotta
wait. We're gonna start hearing.
That was disgusting.
My Doritos are super spicy.
My Doritos are 3 days old and they've just been sitting here and.
My Doritos have a first name.
My Doritos bring all the boys to the yard. Damn right.
You know? They have cheeseburger Doritos now, and I really, really, really want to try them.
Now, we just have the trifecta. We have Cool Ranch and that spicy one and nacho cheese.
Those spicy ones are so good. So we good.
I have some of them in the kitchen and some salsa, but I don't really like salsa that much.
Neither. What do you like on your nachos?
What do I like on my nachos? I don't really like nachos.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I just go with cheese, but the majority of my friends are like nacho connoisseurs, and like this, they won't do it without like onions and like black beans and all that crazy stuff.
They won't do it.
They won't do it without onions.
Okay then. You have some interesting people.
They won't do it with. They won't make nachos without that stuff.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah.
Can we go make some nachos?
Shut up.
Oh. Go went there.
Back what? To French. Reading.
I'm not going to read anything in French. I wonder, I could probably get up some French, the French reading on the internet. French reading.
I hear you can speak German.
I can't. Ich kann sprechen de Deutsch. Yeah.
Like,
good
fluent?
In clean.
What?
Like fluent?
Terrible.
fluently, or are you just...
Not particularly fluently, but I can speak German. Hey, Danny.
Yes. I thought you were going to speak German there, but then you just totally let me down.
No, I'm just going to...
You broke his little heart.
I could try and speak with you if you speak plainly and about restaurant.
Wait. He just said about, but did anyone notice how forced it was?
Not particularly.
No, not really. You're paranoid.
Yes, I am.
All right.
What about this recent
thing? If I hope to gain anything from these Skype conversations is that I'll talk to Ben enough that I start picking up a slight English accent. And that would be fucking awesome.
Oh, great. That'd be horrible.
You're the best.
Hey, Danny. The apples after they're good, yeah?
Oh, man, I know what you said. You said that apple juice is really good.
Yes, I did. Because it is. That is
you
no lie.
Eine Fanta.
Ich habe ein Apfelsaft, und der Apfelsaft ist sehr gut.
You sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger for a second there.
You should take another German class. Language is sweet.
Ich liebe der Apfelsaft.
I know, same. You love applesauce? Yeah, not applesauce. Applesauce. But I do love applesauce. Applesauce is also damn good. Ugh. Anybody else speak any... You know, I'm just talking about this because I made a thread called Yo, What Language Do You Speak?
J'adore les huiles de pomme avec une passion, mes amis. There you go. Did you like that?
That was pretty hacked up French, but, you know, I'll give it to you.
It was. J'adore les huiles.
So did anyone blow anything up today?
There we go. What?
What?
So has anyone blown anything up recently?
You.
Maybe.
Like what?
Every day.
I blew up a tire.
I yelled at my cat.
Badass. Just translating French stuff. Tell me something to translate, man.
Where is my cat?
Who is my cat?
Oh, God damn it, I was about to say it.
I beat you to the punch.
I'm pretty sure it's UA.
Whose brownies are these?
No, thanks, I'm good. I'm not going to translate anymore.
Who sneezed in my soup?
That is the most common phrase spoken at a restaurant in France. That's page one in the French-English dictionary I bought.
That attitude...
Why does this cheese smell?
That energy drink. That's... As far as I'm concerned, the French can keep it.
Cheese? Fucking joking me?
What?
They can keep cheese because it's gross?
No. The energy drink. Come on, Danny. Stay with me.
Sorry.
Well, maybe if you chug it, you'll get turned on.
That's French is the country of love.
And hippie energy drinks.
That's disgusting.
Speaking of... Actually, you know, I just...
I was really looking forward to that. It's terrible.
I just read this headline on Giant Bomb that said Kmart is going to put user reviews on store shelves. And that made me think of when I went to Blockbuster to get Alpha Protocol and I picked up the Killzone 2 box and somebody had slid a piece of paper in the front that said best game you'll ever play.
It's not.
And I said, you filthy liar.
It's not. It's a bad... I don't like Killzone 2.
Blasphemy.
I don't like Killzone 2.
Then you have no soul.
How come everybody isn't flipping out on him like they did when I said I didn't like Red Dead?
Because Red Dead, I can understand why some people won't like...
Then you hate life.
What are you talking about? You don't like Killzone 2 either.
Killzone 2 is okay.
It's
just not a better game.
It's okay. It's just I don't like it.
Yeah, so is Red Dead. Except my opinion, damn it.
No opinions.
I'm being oppressed in this podcast.
So,
you're being repressed.
Oh, God. Dorito went up my nose.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but it burned. Oh, God. Oh, okay. So what does everyone think about Milo supposedly now not going to be a tech demo and actually be able to play it.
Oh,
it better be. Like, fuck, how long have they been working on that? What are they going to do with it if nobody gets on a disc or something?
Well, you do know that, like, a lot of people thinking are said, pretty much said that that entire thing was faked.
Oh, well, yeah, but why would, no, what? Why would they say that?
Because,
like, I can understand how maybe that video they showed was fake.
Yeah, with Kate and Milo, that entire thing was,
fake. Like, the technology seems believable. Like,
But it's only a matter of time before someone draws something really lewd and hands it to Milo, and then we get a lawsuit.
I will be that guy, then.
I took another sip of that energy drink. That's just bad.
Here, Milo, here's a fish. This is a strange-looking fish, Danny. Why is it so small?
Oh. Why does it have hair?
I like Danny's reaction.
I didn't know you were going to mock me.
Oh, I didn't feel very well after drinking that energy. That's bad.
Is it the opposite?
Does it taste like a hairy fish?
Well, I wouldn't know, Danny.
Hey,
Milo,
hey,
sure Ben,
breaking news. 12% of British people cannot see 3D properly.
Well, I don't like 3D.
Ben, but yeah.
I like 3D. I don't like 3D. Like we're having to wear the glasses.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. I wear glasses on a daily basis, so, like, I don't know.
The only 3D thing I'm into is the 3DS because you don't have glasses.
Very good.
I want one of those too, but I'm still into, like, real D and the movie theater stuff. I wouldn't want to buy a TV to wear glasses with. Like,
yeah.
That seems dumb.
But that's what's kind of depressing that the market is going that way.
Oh, wow. Tim Schafer called the Activision boss a prick. Tim Schafer is throwing down.
Tim Schafer has just secured the fact that I'm going to buy his next game.
And then...
By Activision Boss, we're talking Kotick, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I second that.
Wait, Dan, don't you play Modern Warfare 2?
I do. Why?
Never mind.
I play Modern Warfare 2, too. You know, I think quite a lot of people do.
I don't know, were you trying to insinuate, like, yo, I hate Activision? But you play, like, I just like
Danny, blasphemy.
I just like Tim Schafer.
I like Tim Schafer too. He's a funny guy.
Brutal Legend
was bad, but I liked it.
Brutal Legend would have been great if they didn't try to hide the RTS crap in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a dick move.
Mm.
It kind of was. I don't know.
I mean,
I really wanted
the first half of the game was great, then all of a sudden, here, look at this RTS stuff. What?
They probably didn't even have any confidence in it to show it. Because they didn't show it at all.
They showed the multiplayer, and we were not actually told that would be a majority of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't.
So, Destiny.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know. I have nothing to say about Brutal Legends anymore. I vented all my anger on it when I finished playing it. So.
It was a good story.
It wasn't. I hate those kind of games, because it was the same kind of deal when I played No More Heroes, where it's just like, I'm suffering through the entire game. I'm like, I just want to see what fucking happens to Eddie Riggs. Don't make me put up with all this garbage.
Yeah.
I played a bit of No More Heroes a while ago.
Did you? Did you like it?
Travis Touchdown.
It's a fever dream that Suda51 invented to show how crazy he is.
I like it. I like how crazy he is.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm a fan of No More Heroes. If I had a Wii, I would totally get it, but...
I have a Wii.
I don't, so I can't.
Do you want to buy it?
We should just be glad that Ryan doesn't get a Wii, because, I mean, if anyone listens to him playing video games, he just smashes the sticks around.
I have a Wii.
Oh, God.
Wii, but...
Hey, Ben, you know what? If you want to buy my Wii, you know what I'll do?
What?
I will throw in Tournament of Legend.
Oh, God.
How much are we talking here?
We're talking, if you were legitimately buying my Wii, I'm soliciting selling a Wii right now. If I'm selling my Wii for, like, $150. with all of my games, which is like.
What is that? What is that in funky British pounds?
Well, it's like
that's like 100 and no, that's like 210.
No way.
I'm just totally bullshit.
That's completely the other way around.
Well, I just found Wii Fit Plus for $1.
What? Is it
so,
used?
Wait.
Or?
What is the conversion rate between Danny and Nick, between Canadian and American?
Oh, jeez,
okay.
$1 is new?
I think Canadian is slightly lower than American. I don't know, it could be higher right
what
now.
What is your money called?
Canadian
what?
Money?
Yeah.
You know what our $1 is called? What? A loony.
Case in point, next topic.
Our $2, our $2
this conversation is over.
We have loonies and toonies.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm actually not kidding.
There's a loon on our $1, so everyone calls them loonies.
Robin Williams did a bit on Canadian money, saying that if everyone's ever said that the loony is down, great for them. All right, let's see.
Do you have, like, Bugs Bunny in, on your dollar? Or?
Okay, one loony is 97 cents.
Right, so it's pretty much the same as American.
So that means that
roughly.
That I am richer than Canadians. Oh wait.
By 3 cents. Oh, math. Let me down. By 1 cent.
Oh.
No, so if Canadians pretty much the same as American, then you're $150 Wii. It's about 75 pence to a Canadian dollar to an American dollar.
£5 sterling.
£5 sterling. Scottish people have their own money, but it's exactly the same, and they're also called pounds.
So it's not different.
No, it's Scottish dollar bills.
The Scottish don't have money, just haggis.
They still trade goats up in
the Hey, this one has fleas. What are you trying to pull? I don't
Ireland
know why he's Italian now, but okay.
You know who's from Scotland?
Who?
Sir McTavish. Is Captain Price still undercover?
Captain Price is still very deep undercover.
Is he? Have we checked? Are you checking now?
Yes, he is very, very deep undercover still.
I don't believe you, so I'm just gonna. Yes, he is deep undercover.
That's good for Captain Price.
Captain Price is still trying to find the bomb in that parade.
Nate said he knew where it was.
No, Nate said he knew that. I can't believe anything Nate says anymore because of.
He doesn't like fine art.
I like your art.
You're very supportive of my of what I want to do. I like that.
Yeah. I got a.
You're the father I never had. But did actually have.
Alright, so. I'm so confused right now, but Danny.
Yes.
I like your artwork.
Here, show me some of your artwork, Danny. And I will critique it on this podcast. Okay, where's this picture? I see hot dogs.
Go to page three. Danny's
right.
Artwork.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah, Nick, you're involved. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, we're going to wrap this up then.
Oh, God. Well, are you like? Did you have like a seizure when you were writing it?
I have diabetes. I go into artistic fits when I have low blood sugar.
Are you learning to code a flash game?
I am. And you know, I'm making good on my promise to all the people who listen to that podcast. All three of you. I'm talking to you, Claude. Yeah.
So let's all talk about Claude for a second here.
I love Claude.
I don't even know this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know Claude very well. Super Moose.
I love him.
So who is here has seen a moose in real life?
I've seen a moose.
I have not seen a moose. I saw a fox today.
You live in Canuda. Canuda Moose, yeah.
That's Snooty.
Canada
who are we kidding? Ben has a pet moose.
Yeah, I do. And also have a pet dinosaur.
Well, England is kind of...
Yeah, Ben, what sound does a tiny raptor make?
What? What? Oh, yeah, you guys want to hear the sound of a baby velociraptor? You got your headcrab zombies. That's a headcrab zombie. But
that was almost as good as your Captain Price impersonation.
your
Gaz.
What? Do my Gaz impression.
I love him. I love your Gaz impression.
Let's do this. Gator dogs.
Okay.
You doomed us all. Is that it?
Mm. Is that it? Are we done? We're done. Okay. We're done. I'm closing it right now. I'm relieving
you. We got static.
I'm relieving you of your duties, Ben. I'm going to end this podcast.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is over. Here we go.